I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. President Donald Trump says some government workers furloughed because of the government shutdown may not get back pay. This is in direct conflict with a law passed and signed by then-President Trump. Let's try to go through it. This comes out of a draft memo circulating at the White House that says furloughed employees, quote, do not need to be paid for the time they didn't work during the shutdown. And today at the White House,
I would say it depends on who we're talking about. I can tell you this, the Democrats have put a lot of people in great risk and jeopardy, but it really depends on who you're talking about. But for the most part, we're going to take care of our people. There are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of, and we'll take care of them in a different way.
What the different way and who has not been specified, but he's blaming the Democrats. So these seem to be different issues. One, who is to blame for the shutdown? Two, back pay. Would it seem that it would fall directly on the president who is making the threat because, one, it's not been done before, and two, there is law signed after a five-week closure that began under Trump at the end of 2018. It says that furloughed employees will receive retroactive pay shortly after Congress strikes a funding deal. That law was signed by then-President Trump. That law, the Government Employee Fair Treatment Act, applied not only to that closure, but all future lapses where federal employees are caught squarely in the middle of the political fray. Now, the memo says workers who are deemed essential will get pay once the stalemate ends. That includes military service members, air traffic controllers, and some others. Now, the controllers are still very unhappy. As a matter of fact, staffing is already low, and there was a sick call the past few days that had Burbank Airport in L.A. working with no controllers. Radar control out of San Diego. It's back up, but is that just a little bit scary for people who either are flying or family members of those people who are flying? Union officials and Democratic lawmakers quickly blasted the president, saying he's using workers as bargaining chips. Unions are suing to try and prevent him from following through on his threats to actually fire workers during the shutdown. Meanwhile, there are no talks aimed at ending it. So questions. Are both sides to blame for the shutdown? Is it right that President Trump decides to withhold back pay for furloughed employees stuck in the mess? Is it right to fire employees during the shutdown? Is the president angering workers and their families who had voted for him for the way that now they are being treated? Are Republicans worried? Does any of this make sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.